For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Digging for your authentic self, what's important? D.H. Lawrence said, "Men are not free when they're doing just what they like. Men are only free when they're doing what the deepest self likes. And there is some getting down to the deepest self. It takes some diving." Over the years, society pulls us away from our deepest true self. We pile on layer after layer of roles we need to play, expectations we need to meet, how we need to look, how we should feel, and so on. And if we don't shed expectations that no longer work, our authentic self, that deepest self, gets buried deeper and deeper and deeper. We become so accustomed to the identities that are thrust upon us that we don't even realize we're wearing layers of masks. 10, 15 years ago, if you asked me if I wore a layer of masks, I would have said no. I didn't realize I had all these masks on, because I began to think that's who I was. I was the person who was a do-it-all and a know-it-all. Those weren't masks, that was me. But when I look at my deepest self, I see, no, that wasn't me. It's not who we are, the person that we show the world. It's not who we are, the person that we needed to be at some point in our life. That's just who we have become in order to fit in and to belong. But if you have to be something other than your authentic self to belong, you really don't belong. And you use up a lot of energy trying to be that person so that you will belong. Sometimes it feels more comfortable to live the roles expected of me. Often on the path to discovering my authentic self, I've questioned, why am I doing this? This is hard. Sometimes it really sucks. There's things that I don't want to look at, but I have to look at if I want to get there. It's hard to strip away all the layers of defense that I've built up to keep myself safe, because I don't know what's going to be underneath all that. And I do not like uncertainty. And there's a lot of uncertainty. We strip away the maths, but we're not familiar with what's under there. And we can't see it till we strip the maths away. So we just have to have courage and faith that what's under there is going to be our true self, our inner goodness. And that's what gives us the courage to strip away some of those layers of defense. Because D.H. Lawrence said we need to dive deep to get there. He didn't say scratch the surface. He said dive deep. And when I'm questioning why I'm doing this, I remember that I'm often plagued by feelings of unworthiness and self-doubt, especially when I'm living inauthentically, or someone calls that my mistaken self. I don't remember who said that. And those feelings drain my energy and keep me from living the life I want to live. You know, if I look back to my first marriage, I spent years trying to be who I thought he wanted me to be. But after having kids, it got way too exhausting, and I couldn't be who I thought I was supposed to be. And I wasn't even right as to what he wanted me to be. And today, with each of us living more our authentic selves, my daughter-in-law said she couldn't picture us ever being married because we're so different. Brené Brown says, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we actually are. It's not that inner critic telling us you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. It's embracing who we really are, seeing our goodness. When I'm not living authentically, I feel like there's a hole in my soul, and chocolate just doesn't seem to fill it. It just doesn't. I feel the need to keep striving for something more. When I can live with who I am at my core, not who the world told me to be, that hole doesn't feel so large, and I could just be. Life isn't so exhausting. So I think there were four steps that helped me to uncover my authentic self. And we'll go through the first one today, and then the next three sessions. And these steps really include a lot of soul searching, a lot of inner dialogue. And for me, the small group discussions at my meditation teacher training really helps. So we'll be doing some small group discussions as well. And the four steps are, number one, discovering what's important. Number two is charting your North Star. What direction are you heading? Number three is mapping your route. And number four is navigating the obstacles, because there's going to be many, many obstacles in your way to getting to be your true self. So I'm going to share kind of what I've learned to be true for me, hoping that you can use the same thing to discover what's true for you. So, discovering what's important. As we dig down to our authentic self, we want to look below the surface. And we start by clarifying our values. What's really important to us? When I started on this path in 2017, what I thought was important was colored by expectations of society, work, family, friends. I thought it was so essential to me to be a hard worker and get things done. I strived to be an expert so I could be seen as smart and look good. I could not let any negative emotion get in the way of getting things done. And I certainly wouldn't bother someone with my problems. It was my job to take care of others. So when I looked at what I was told was important, I realized that what I'd been living by was really no longer useful. Most of what I thought important came from family, friends, work, and society. But looking at what I was told was important, I realized no longer really served me well. It didn't serve me well to always work hard and know everything and hide what I don't want people to see and brush negative emotions under the carpet and always take care of others without taking care of myself. Because I could never work hard enough, be smart enough, look good enough, or do enough for others. I was like the donkey with a carrot suspended from a stick just in front of him. Each time I moved, so did the goal. I looked at how vital each of these expectations was to my happiness, and I found that they were really obstacles. So all these things that I thought were what I wanted to live for, how I wanted to live, and would bring me happiness, were in fact obstacles to my happiness. They got in the way. So I started contemplating on what's really important to me. What would make my heart sing? And much of what I unearthed was the opposite of what others had defined for me. Instead of working hard, I want to enjoy life and put relationships over accomplishments. I want to accept myself and my circumstances rather than strive to look good and hide anything negative. And I want to take care of myself so I don't burn out by taking care of others. So again, getting into our meditative posture, let's just take a moment to look at what you wrote down for what I was told was important. And consider whether this is important to you, or if society or someone else led you to believe this was important. Ask yourself if this is going to lead you to live the life you really want to live. And if it's fundamental to your happiness, add it to the column, what really is important. And if not, think about what would serve you well today and in the future in place of that. What's paramount at this stage in your life? So take a few moments to jot down what really is important. If you think you're done, don't start thinking about something else. Just sit quietly, kind of in a meditative way. Maybe focusing on your breath and just letting your mind rest so that you can be receptive to anything else that might come up. After this reflection, think about whether what you've been told is important is really essential for you at this stage of your life. And now that we have a better idea of what's really essential in our lives, in the next session we'll begin charting our North Star.